Hare Krishna.
But when give up all thoughts of the world and society to run like a madman along the banks of the Ganges in Navadvipa, singing, dancing, and sincerely calling out the names of Gaura and Nityananda. 6. When will Prabhu be merciful and deliver me from the enchantment of the sense objects? When will he give me the shade of his lotus feet and fight to enter the marketplace, Namhata, of the holy name? In 2 verses, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying for the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is the original spiritual master, and he's exceedingly merciful, and it is specifically by his mercy that we become free from material desires and attachments. Now, one might think, well, what is wrong with having material desires and attachments? They're natural. And in a sense, there's nothing wrong with it, but the problem is that we cannot be attached to both Krishna and Maya at the same time. So, if we want to be attached to Krishna, we have to give up our attachment to Maya. And at the same time, as we become more attached to Krishna, we naturally become more detached from Maya. Now, Maya does not necessarily mean material things, because material things can be used in Krishna's service. Srila Rupa Goswami gives the definition of yukta vairagya, anasattasya vishayan, that without attachment to the objects of the senses, nirbande Krishna sambande, one can, seeing their relationship with Krishna, one can utilize them in the service of Krishna. Yukta vairagya mucchate, that is known as appropriate renunciation or balanced renunciation. So most of us here are in Grihastha Ashram, which means that we have spouses, children, and the various paraphernalia of household life. And we can, as Srila Prabhupada often said, make our home into a temple if we have the consciousness of making Krishna the center and doing everything for his pleasure. But that consciousness cannot develop all of a sudden. It develops through sadhana, especially through offenseless chanting. And it comes by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, which can be obtained particularly by serving the mission of Lord Chaitanya. And therefore, preaching Harinam and Kirtan, book distribution, these are very important activities to help us get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, which will free us from material bondage. And this is something everyone can do. As you know, we just opened the new temple here. Beautiful temple. And in one talk that Srila Prabhupada gave about deity worship, and he mentioned it in many of his talks, he spoke about a temple in Kanpur, established by a wealthy family in India, called the Singhanias, the JK group. And the elder lady of the house had a rule that all of her sons and grandsons, however busy they might be, must the temple every day. And if they don't go, they get fined. The bill, and you didn't come to the temple, so you have to pay the fines. And in one talk, Srila Prabhupada said, we should also have the same rule in the temple. Everyone must attend Mangal Arti. And if they don't attend, they have to pay the fine. And the fine is that they have to distribute one Krishna book. But he was addressing mainly temple devotees, and because you're Grihastha, so we'll use the standard of Mrs. Singhani, and it doesn't have to be Mangalarti, but you should come and see the deities here or in your temple at home. So Yukta Bhairagya is very subtle. It's very subtle. And only you, well, you and Krishna, can say how sincere you are. Because one can also make a pretense, you know, of being engaged in service or doing something for the sake of service or keeping something for the sake of service. But it's really in your interest to give up these attachments, come attached to Krishna. As Maharaj said, you'll be tested at the time of death. And all that you've done in this life will be successful or not, depending on whether you pass the final exam. Then he says, when will he give me the shade of his lotus feet and the right to enter the marketplace, Namahata of the holy name? So Nityananda Prabhu, he sells market places, buying and selling. So Nityananda Prabhu sells the holy name, the treasure of the holy name, for a price. And now raise your hand, who can say what is the price? Because we need the holy name. Faith. Yes. Very good. Faith. Shut up. If you have faith, you can get the holy name. If you don't have faith, you can't get it. You can go through the motions of chanting to make a show. But if you don't have faith, you don't really have the holy name. And that is one of the offenses, to not have complete faith in the holy name and to maintain material attachments, even after hearing so many instructions. So the two go together. It's the same thing. Either we have faith in Krishna or in Maya. And we should ask ourselves, where do we go for shelter? If there's a crisis, where do we look for shelter? My godbrother Bhurijan Prabhu says this, usually if there's a crisis and someone's in difficulty, the first thing they look for is their wallet. Because they have faith in money, in their credit card. If they have their credit card with them, they feel they can meet any eventuality. So we should be conscious when there's some difficulty, danger, where do we go for faith, for shelter, which means where do we place our faith. So we have to develop that habit of taking shelter of Krishna. We have to have faith in Krishna, in other words. And then we can chant the holy name. Another side to this is that it's an offense to me material attachments, and it's the same thing. We don't have faith that by surrendering to Krishna and becoming Krishna conscious, we'll be happy. Protected, safe and protected, and happy. And because we don't have faith that Krishna consciousness will make us happy, we try to accumulate so many material things that we think will make us happy, or hope will make us happy. So this last offense, tenth offense, not to have complete faith in the holy name, and to maintain material attachments even after hearing so many instructions. The two parts of the offense are related to each other. But faith, Sangat Sanjayate Kama, faith develops through association. By associating with devotees who have faith, you'll develop faith. Just like by, associating with materialistic people, you'll be influenced. But by associating with faithful devotees, you'll be influenced. That's the most important factor. Associating with devotees means hearing from them and chanting with them, like you're doing tonight. We're doing tonight. We have to make systematic efforts to associate with devotees who have strong faith. Seven. When will I borrow or steal the ecstasies of the holy name? When will I lose myself in the intoxication of the holy name? When will I immerse myself in the nectar of the holy name? After grasping the feet of a saint who constantly relishes the flavors, rasa, of devotion. So, this is the aspiration of a devotee as he's making advancement to relish the ecstasy of the holy name. Not as a selfish desire, but as a sign that Krishna and the acharyas are pleased that they have granted him admittance into that nectarian realm of pure chanting. And he mentions specifically, after grasping the feet of a saint who constantly relishes the flavors, rasa of devotion. Grasping the feet, of course, it could be taken literally if we have that opportunity, but grasping the feet also means hold on to the instructions, holding tightly to the instructions and following them. 8. When will I feel compassion for all living beings, jivas? When will I forget my own pleasure in genuine humility? And when will I, Bhakti Vinod, meekly go from door to door, preaching your message of love? So this is the result of relishing the nectar of the holy name. It's not that one just immerses himself in his own bliss and forgets about others, but he takes that as an impetus to go to others so they can also relish the nectar. Our god brother Vaisheshika Das is writing a book on book distribution. And so one time about a year ago or so, I was staying at his house and I went through the morning program with him. And his morning program is ecstatic. I mean, he's ecstatic. I mean, he does pretty much the same things most of us do, but he does it with so much intensity. And just being there, even just witnessing it, you feel that intensity. And then afterwards, he was talking with me about his book. And he was discussing chapter by chapter how he plans to develop the topic. And the first part is about sadhana. Because he says that book distribution, the enthusiasm for book distribution comes as the overflow from the ecstasy that one feels in one's sadhana. And here, after describing these very elevated aspirations for pure devotion, The final conclusion of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is, when will he go out to the people and beg them to accept the nectar of the holy name? After begging for the nectar of the holy name for himself, he prays to go out and beg others to accept the nectar of the holy name. And we are blessed by Srila Prabhupada in that line. Of preaching and getting the mercy of Lord Nityananda by preaching. One of my favorite statements of his, which I do quote on occasion, is that to approach Radha and Krishna, one needs the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, one needs the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, one must approach people like Jagai and Madhai. So, it all starts like that on the streets. With books or door to door, with books or the occasional Jagais and Madhais that wander into the Hare Krishna Dams or the surrounding areas, we can approach them. And you get tremendous mercy from that activity, and that mercy will enable you to ultimately reach the goal of what is the goal? Huh? Krishna prayer. What did he say? Oh, Radha and Krishna, I thought you said prasadam.